Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's official news agency saying one Turkish soldier has been killed. Three were wounded in Syria. Two Turkish tanks in the Syrian town of Jarablus came under rocket attack by Kurdish militants. Turkish military began the so-called Euphrates Shield operation in Syria with three Syrian army units and coalition airplanes to push Islamic State militants out of Jarablus and to limit the advance of the Kurdish forces to the west of the Euphrates River. Soldiers' death is the first reported fatality on the Turkish side. A special envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the UN has developed an Aleppo emergency response plan after his appeal last week for at least 48-hour humanitarian pause in fighting to deliver UN aid to the besieged city. At least 15 civilians were killed. Happened Saturday in a barrel bomb attack by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo. Meantime, Syrian rebels and their families have virtually evacuated the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa. Ahmad Durrani, who left Deraa for Idlib, says when they arrived, everyone welcomed them, and then they were told everyone hopes that they will be able to return to their homes in Deraa soon. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack at a Dhaka cafe claimed by the Islamic State. That siege left 20 hostages dead, 17 of them foreigners. This is VOA News. UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it a grave violation of North Korea's international obligations. Strong denunciation was backed by China, North Korea's main ally. The missile launch was fired from a submarine and flew toward Japan. It was North Korea's first successful launch from a submarine and the most recent incident in a string of incidents over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. Cho Jun-hyuk, spokesperson for the South Korean Foreign Ministry, said his government has made multilateral diplomatic efforts with major allies for firm responses like this one from the UN Security Council against the North's provocations. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the missile launch was an unforgivable, reckless act that threatened Japanese security. A fire in Moscow in a printing plant killed 17 migrant workers from Kyrgyzstan. A representative of the Kyrgyz community in Russia said all the dead were young women trapped in a dressing room while changing into their work clothes. He said that a 16-year-old girl was thought to be among the dead. Dmitry Shamin is the deputy fire chief. He said rescuers found the dressing room had no outside door and that they had to break through the wall to find the bodies. Russian authorities launched a criminal investigation to determine whether the blaze erupted due to arson or negligence. Lax fire safety standards have been blamed in the past for fatal workplace blazes in Russia. In all the chaos of Italy's devastating earthquake, an older sister's embrace allowed a younger girl to survive. The story of 9-year-old Giulia Rinaldo and her younger sister Giorgia was recounted by the bishop who celebrated a funeral mass for 35 of the 291 people killed by the quake that ravaged central Italy before dawn on Wednesday.
Una tragedia grandissima.
Gina Rossetti is a quake survivor who attended the funeral. She said that it was a great tragedy and that there were no words to describe it. She said, each of us has our own pain inside. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and President Sergio Mattarella were among those attending funeral services for some of the 46 people who died in the mountain villages of Arquata del Tronto and Pescara del Tronto. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.